This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to Busha and this is Lay Link on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send me a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Thanks to The Locker Room for sharing all things sport for this week. Now tonight's show we'll be chatting to Ginny. We're going to be talking to her all about the lesbian couple whose bondage session ended up at a fire station. We're going to talk about health and fitness. Ginny, hello.
What's up, Basha? I've got to say, this intro that you gave me on it's quite a show that you pulled me into. We're talking about bondage, kitties, and health and fitness. Could you pick anything more eclectic for me to talk about?
I see a flow in that. I'm sorry.
Hold on. Oh, I see. I see what you mean now. I'm with you now. I think we should start with kitties, then bondage, then health and fitness. That's how it should go. That's the flow.
Yeah, the kiddies were sort of, you know, just give it another name and we're all in the same ballpark.
And just so you know, that kiddies is actual kittens. It's a litter of kittens we're going to be talking about. Two pictures Basha got forwarded that we're going to chat about as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk about those now. So basically, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see these two pictures of these little kittens. But for the people who are not on Facebook or who haven't seen them, basically there's this one picture of these two little kittens and, for want of a better word, they're spooning.
Spooning kittens. Now, I have not yet seen a kitten spoon live. To see a still image of that was quite entertaining.
Yeah, and I think that's a beautiful image, and it just sums up a lovely, happy lesbian relationship, I think, of these two kittens spooning. And I'll say kittens because I won't use the other word because, you know, it is nine, you know, it's 8 o'clock on a Wednesday, we could get in trouble.
Now, you could have picked any other animal, two frogs, perhaps, you know.
Not as sweet and loving.
To meerkats? Meerkats are sweet and loving and cute. You know, think of Timon from The Lion King. How funny was he? Rafiki. Two baboons spooning. You know, that's more lifelike than kittens.
Wow, that's a new record. It's taken you less than 5 minutes to go to The Lion King.
Normally Ginny. It's 30 seconds.
I know. But yeah, so there's a lovely picture of these two kittens. And then the second picture we have is, well, I guess I don't think they're the same kittens, but there's these two little kittens and one has got its paws and arm or whatever you call them around the other kitten's neck. Now, this picture was posted on the Lotto webpage as a this is lovely and this is cute and aren't they loving? And I looked at that and went, no, I think these are seriously PMTing kittens and one is just having a go at the other because she's just angry.
Now, I have to probably disagree with you there.
Because really?
I think two PMTing kittens would be at each other. One would not be submissive to the other.
Oh, they're still in a new relationship. They haven't right, merged. Right, right. Their cycles haven't bonded yet. So,
right,
you know.
So this is the 1 month lesbian couple.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. It takes, you know, you've got to consider it takes a few months before they merge into that
right.
Synchronization.
Right.
Thank you, Mother Nature, for that. Because that's lovely. You know,
it just helps us lesbians out one at a time, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And at work, it's even better when you all merge.
Oh, dear. That's the worst, being stuck in an office cubicle and, you know, everyone PMTing. You just know because everything at work gets done and everyone's just either snappy at each other. Every day's like a Monday morning.
Yeah, and they're just like, you know what? And then, yeah, you can pick when it starts to wind down because then it's like a Friday afternoon.
Exactly. It's like, oh, dear.
So, yeah, so there's our two kitten pictures. Now, I think I'm pretty okay. I'm happy with my statement that they don't look very loving, that they look a bit, you know, one of them's a bit stressed. And I think she's PMTing and she's just taking it out on the other kitten.
It could be LBD. It could be LBDing.
What is LBDing?
Lesbian bed death.
Oh, don't go there. If they were lesbian Beth dead, I can't even say
bed
it.
Dead.
Thank you. See, I can't even say it because I don't believe in this theory. It's been disproven and they would be in completely other rooms.
True. Yeah. Or maybe this kitten is trying to, you know, elicit some couple bonding sessions, which we're going to talk about later.
Oh, so maybe it's a bit of foreplay.
Yeah, maybe. You never know. You never know with kittens. They just go everywhere.
It's like women.
Nice little synchronicity there.
Yeah, I know. All right, send me a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au and let us know what you think of these kittens. You're listening to Busha on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Busha and this is Lay Link on Joy 94.9. Send me a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we have Ginny in the studio with us this evening.
Hello.
Hello, Ginny.
Whoa.
We've missed you. I've missed you on the radio, actually.
Have you?
I have.
I've missed being on the radio. Like, I'm on morning shows, which is pretty cool. Like, I get to kind of come in, do my thing, you know, hang with the daytime people. But I miss my Saturday evening slot. You know, people are getting ready for their weekend.
Yeah, I miss that.
Yeah. Oh, well. We'll
I
see.
Miss hearing your voice on the radio and it's like,
My voice or my squeal, because I do squeal a lot on radio and I get told off for it. But it's cool.
I love that.
Yeah, that's the point.
And I have a high-pitched laugh as well. So, you know, if we blow your speakers, we apologize now. Sorry.
We do. And we apologize to all the people who are trying to sleep because the dogs in your neighborhood may wake up in response to our squealing.
Yeah, they could and start barking and you don't know why.
Exactly. It's like
your neighbor could be listening to us. I love that when you laugh, though, that you move away from the mic.
I have to because you know what I've been told? I have a machine gun laugh.
Oh.
So, you know, I've got to kind of go back instead of come forward.
Ah, see. I just don't bother. I just say, you know there. What?
Just chill there. You know?
Exactly.
Why move back? Why inconvenience yourself? You're in glee.
I know. I'm in denial, actually. So I was looking on the Gay Newsweek and I found this lovely, lovely commentary about these two a lesbian couple whose bondage session ended at a fire station.
How does one's bonding session start at a fire station to end up there anyway?
Well, they didn't start at the fire station.
They ended up there.
So basically there was this lovely young lesbian couple in the UK who were forced to seek help from the local fire station after a bondage session went wrong.
Awkward.
Yes. Basically they'd mislaid the keys of the handcuffs while having a bit of sex play.
You know, that's awkward. The authorities intervening on your sexy time is really, really awkward. Like, what does one do? Hey, can you just help uncuff my naked girlfriend right there? Hey, you know, that's cool.
No, I believe they got dressed.
They got dressed.
Yeah.
But it'll be hard wearing handcuffs to get dressed. Like, she'd probably have a t-shirt over her head and everything else just exposed. It's like, what's up? How you doing?
Well, she could have had a towel on or something. Now we're going into completely different. Oh, my God. Now I want to Google images of this.
I'm actually interested to see, like, what the finding picture was.
The fire brigade basically were saying that they thought it was a bit of an amusement and they had a bit of a laugh and that the girls were a little bit embarrassed.
Of course they would be. Why wouldn't you be embarrassed if, like, firemen walked in on you on your kinky session?
No, they walked to the fire station.
Oh, man. Either way.
So they went to the fire station to seek help because they couldn't unlock the handcuffs. Firstly, get special handcuffs that have like a safety mechanism or some sort of mechanism that you can open them. And if you're going to get real handcuffs, please make sure you keep the key in a place where you don't forget where it is.
What I love about this article too is Commander Paul Guide, who's obviously one of the firefighters there, his quote at the end was, "We were pleased we were able to assist them." Yeah, I'm sure you were, Glide. I'm sure you were.
Yeah, they
it was Christmas for them.
They were chuckling. They thought it was the best thing ever.
You know what? I see a joke emerging here. Two lesbians walk into a fire station. Just take it from there.
And they were not U-hauling at that stage. Oh. But it reminds me of a story. So many years ago, I was a manager and I had an employee who was a little bit, she didn't give 100%. She often rang in sick. She gave me weird excuses as to why she was sick. And I just started to think, you know what, I'm going to start cracking down on this woman because she's starting to irritate me.
Yeah.
And she rang up one morning to let me know that it was a Sunday morning that she couldn't come into work today because she was a little bit tied up. And I said, I'm sorry, but you have a shift. It starts in whatever time. You know,
yeah.
Get yourself here now or start looking for new employment. And then she was trying to tell me that she can't, she's got handcuffs on. To that I said, okay.
Come down to the fire station, I'll hook you up.
I said, are you handcuffed to like a bed or something? Or are you just handcuffed to yourself?
You had to ask her that?
Yes, I did.
That's
ask
all
her
good,
it.
Basha.
Oh, I just went there because I thought, you know what? I know.
Do you anyway, not know what she's handcuffed to? Good on you.
Well, she could have been handcuffed to her boyfriend.
You want to know that?
I wanted to know what she was handcuffed to. And right. She said she's handcuffed to herself. And I said, oh, okay, so basically your hands are handcuffed to each other. And she said, yes. I said, well, then as far as I'm concerned, you can still come to work because you don't need to bring like part of the bedpost with you or your boyfriend. So can you please make your way to work? Thank you very much. And we will rectify the situation as it comes to hand.
Comes to hand. A good play on words.
I also didn't believe her.
Right.
Anyway, so she walks into the work and She's handcuffed. Her hands are handcuffed. Her handcuffs. Oh. Her hands were handcuffed together. And we all had a good chuckle. And then I thought, you know what? I'm just going to be nasty today because she'd irritated me beyond belief. And I made her work.
You made her work in handcuffs. Like, didn't you think she'd been arrested or anything like that? She was just wearing... Hey, was she just hanging
when
out?
When you arrest people, you handcuff them behind their back and
sometimes
not in front
of them.
Sometimes
you go to the front. Sometimes.
Okay, sorry. I've never been arrested.
I've never been arrested too. I'm just watching movies and going off there. But it's... I don't know. It's, how did she get handcuffed? I'm curious. Like, was she hanging out on the Saturday night like, hey, there's nothing on TV. I'm just going to handcuff myself.
No, her and her boyfriend were...
Oh, in the act.
In the act.
And can't her boyfriend help her sister out? Help, you know, unlock her?
Well, that's what I said. I said, what, you don't have, you know, some sort of tools at home that can you know, release you from this embarrassment? And the answer was no. So I made her work for an hour.
An hour.
I know. I can be nasty. But if you're evil to me, I'll be evil back. I made her work for an hour. All the staff got a really good laugh out of her. And then at one stage, I sent one of the guys down to rescue her and said, okay, enough is enough. Can you now help her and get these handcuffs off her? And he was able to get them off her. And then I told her, next time she does that, can she please make sure she keeps the key somewhere visible?
You have to advise your coworker on how to arrange herself around her kinky time. That's an awkward boss conversation to have.
You know, I had so much laughter out of it. I'm still laughing to this day about it. Just seeing her work and, trying to serve customers and be in that customer service environment while got handcuffs on, and customers can see it and they know exactly what's happened to her. So you know what? I thought, you know what? You wear it. But the good thing was she never then rang in sick when I was on shift. So
there you go.
See, she learned.
She did. You taught her a lesson.
I did teach her a lesson. It was a hard lesson to learn, but you know what?
The irony in this is hilarious.
I know. And we could go to so many places with this, but I'm aware that it's, you know, quite early in the evening and we could get ourselves into a little bit of trouble.
Probably save it for hide and seek.
Yeah, I know. Hide and seek. This is something up Dean Beck's alley. Oh, sorry for the pun there. That wasn't intended. But yeah, let us know if you've been in some bizarre situation where you've been handcuffed or some sort of embarrassing thing has happened to you where you've had to require the assistance of some sort of an emergency service.
I almost got handcuffed from the police, clearly, because they're the only people who walk around holding handcuffs apart from
I was thinking, oh, really? Jenny, hey, how do I not know this story? Who is she and why is she handcuffing you? Hello.
No, when I
That's
first...
keeping you from escaping, you know. She's taken the U-Haul's second date to a whole new level.
Dude, I haven't U-Hauled. That's something more up your alley, I think. But I got to say, when I first came out, when I didn't, you know, when I was living with my parents, I couldn't bring girls home. So the place to, you know...
Have your make nice
with the girl was in your car. So the car ride, I remember one night, it was like a long weekend. We were parked at some random park and all of a sudden, you know, we see these blue and red lights flash.
And you hear the knocking on the window.
No knocking. No, this is the thing. The car pulled up right behind our car. It was just flashing.
Sorry, just to put it in context, were you ladies in the front seat or in the back seat?
Look,
you can choose not to answer that question, well, but I would just prefer to have an understanding because I've got an image in my head and you don't want to know what's going right through my head at the moment.
Let's just say we required more space.
Okay, good. Fine.
So in
the Was it a station wagon?
It was not a station wagon.
Oh, no shaggin' wagon.
No shaggin' wagon. You know, I couldn't even say it, but we were chilling in the car.
As you do.
And then all of a sudden the police car just stops behind us. The engine turns off. You know what I do? I put my top on. I jump in the front seat, which answers your question, and I put on my seatbelt. Like, that's going to happen. That was my immediate response. And anyway, no one got out of the car. Like, the policeman stopped, and they just turned around. So they obviously didn't want to arrest us. I didn't know if they knew there were two women in the car. Apparently, I've heard that if you put high beams on a fogged car, you can actually see in. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true. I haven't tested that theory. But maybe they're like, okay, maybe we don't need to intervene here. Maybe this isn't a criminal case. It's all good.
I know that in some instances the police do pull up in car parks and parks and things like that just to have a look at what's going on to make sure everything's above board.
Yeah.
You know, it could be some sort of deal happening and they want to make sure that, you know, that there's, I've seen people who sit in parks and are eating junk food. Yeah. In their car. Maybe they're too embarrassed to eat it out on the street.
Like, I don't want to go home to eat this in front of my wife. I'm on a diet.
No, yeah. You know, things like that. I don't know. But I know that they do monitor these kind of areas, and they probably deemed you as a low risk kind of person, and they thought, oh, it's two women.
She's sitting in the front seat with her seatbelt on.
They had a bit of fun. Well, I'm sure they saw you jump over the front seat.
Yeah. And I put my seatbelt on. What more could they want?
And you'd already put your top on, so they're like, no, there's nothing to see here. Oh, you know, just let them have a good story for years. And I think they just left you.
They did.
See?
Very lucky.
Maybe the windows weren't fogged up enough.
That I will not confirm or deny.
Oh, Ginny. How interesting. Well, we have someone send us a text. They think that the kittens are being loving and that they're agreeing with you that they're in that position to they're moving. You know, she's trying to be more affectionate. Yeah. She's trying to hug her and say, hey.
How you doing?
Let's go in the back seat.
Let's get handcuffed. Yeah.
Thank you for that, listener. We really appreciate that. I still think they're PMTing. Maybe it's just me. Maybe when I was looking at the picture, I was PMTing at the time, and that's why my head went, ah! That's a bit too much shit. I'm sure you didn't want to listen to that. Sorry, Johnny, if I've scared you. Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Busher and Ginny. This is Lay Link on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Busher and Ginny. This is Laylink on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now I have my very special guest in the studio, Ginny. Hello, sweetie.
Hello. I thought you were going to point to someone else. I'm like, who's this other guest? I was looking around and realised it was me.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh.
It's exciting.
You just blew all the speakers.
I told you it was going to happen.
I know.
I've done well to last, you know, this far into the show and not blown a speaker yet.
I know. Yeah. And it only took you a few minutes to start mentioning the Lion King. So, hey. You know, we're going down that thing. I'm just waiting for you to start mentioning the stilettos now.
What stilettos?
You have a shoe thing. You always have beautiful shoes whenever I see you.
Thank you very much. Not today. I'm in my full-on Butch Lemon gear, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's because you came at, you know, straight or before work. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But yes, I do appreciate that. But yes, you normally do have gorgeous shoes.
Thank you very much. I do pick my shoes very, very carefully.
Yeah, I do. I do see that. No worries. The first thing I look when I see you is your shoes.
It's like, here you go, Basha, another pair.
I know. It's like, hey, I like those babies. Now, we've been talking about these cute little kitten pictures. So if you want to get in on the conversation, go to our Facebook page so you can see the two pictures of the little kittens and see if you agree with me that they're PMTing or that they're just initiating a bit of sexy time. So head to the joy.org.au website and you'll find our banner on the side of the screen. Just click on that and you can connect with us via social media and view this lovely image. We're also talking a little bit about a lovely lesbian couple whose bondage session ended in a fire station.
Awkward.
And Ginny overshared about her.
Overshared.
Her police. Her almost police encounter. Yes, because she was having a bit of fun in a car.
Too
in
much
a car
fun,
park.
Yeah. Too much
oh, sorry,
fun.
In a park.
It was a park.
And I shared about how I can be a nasty manager when I want to be. But it was all for purely entertainment purposes. I like to have a bit of fun. Oh, come on, I've got to laugh at work.
Absolutely. Oh.
You know, health and fitness. Ginny.
Yes.
You're quite a bit of a health nut like myself.
Yes, I've gotten back on the health bandwagon. I was off it for 2 years, which you kind of do feel when you have been on it for so long. And there's all these myths and rumours around, you know, especially women and gyms and health and fitness. Would you say so, Basha?
I would. I definitely say that there's a lot of myths and a lot of women tell you mistruths and things. And my trainer always laughs when I tell him some of these things or we're observing other people. And he just shakes his head and goes, God, if only they knew. If only they knew.
Exactly.
Because yes. So I found a list of a few myths that we can talk about. A higher number on the scale means you're gaining fat.
Ooh, now, this is something that I went through quite recently because I've been training with my PT for about 5 years now. Now, in that time, it's been majority of weight training, which you do as well, Basha. Like you do a couple of weight training sessions and then you do cardio, correct?
Correct, yes.
Now, in that space of 5 years, if you do train as hard as you do weekly and consistently, you do actually put on muscle mass, which weighs higher than fat, as you know.
Yes.
So each year you could accumulate between, I think women, it's an average of, I think, 0.8 kilos to 2 kilos a year. So in 5 years' time, if you actually have stabilized, if you've kept the same weight, say if you're still 64 kilos, mm-hmm. you've actually leaned up a lot more. You're just gaining the muscle and you're just maintaining that muscle. So if you feel that, oh, I've been this weight for X amount of years, I haven't lost it. It's actually no. If you've been weight training as hard as you have, as long as you have, you've just maintained it and you're getting leaner. So it means you're actually getting fitter.
Yeah, I found that when I started working out after having not worked out for many, many years, my weight stayed the same. It didn't move at all.
Mm.
And then probably after 6 months, it was like overnight, I had gone down like 2 sizes in clothing and I started to lose weight. But the problem was, is that's exactly that. I was losing the fat, but I was putting on muscle.
Yeah.
And it was keeping my weight at that standard level and it wasn't fluctuating more than normal. And I didn't notice. And then I just started putting on clothes and went, oh, why are these jeans so loose? And why is there so much room in this top and things like that? And it was just like, oh my God, I've lost weight. And then I looked at myself in the mirror and went, yay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All that blood, sweat and tears have paid off. You know, and that's what I think that people forget, that I've known people that have worked out and they instantly put on weight. But it's because their body's building muscle and muscle burns fat. Exactly. Remember that, people. Muscle yeah. burns fat and you want to lose fat. You just want to be tone and lean and not have, you know, as much jiggle as before.
The jiggle's good on the dance floor, not so much on your body.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
jiggle and thunder. Yeah, goes really well.
Ginny and the thunder.
But I've got to say, on your point there too, Basha, when people actually do start training and they find that they are putting on weight, muscle does burn fat, but you've got to mix it in with the other things like diet and sleep to allow it to do that.
Yes, as well, yes. And just, you know, if you've got a trainer or if you're seeing someone like, not as in a relationship, but if you have someone there that is a trained professional, talk to them because they will know. And I think tape measures are really good things when you start working out, or just have a pair of pants that you know how they fit and try them on and you'll actually notice that they're actually getting a little bit looser, yet your weight is maybe gained or you've maintained that same weight. And just do things like that. Just have that, you know, pair of spanky pants, you know.
Spanky pants.
I just think of Kylie Minogue's hot pants. Ooh, sorry. Oh, sorry. Get dear. Very distracted.
Handcuffs coming up anytime soon.
Here we go. Lifting weights makes women bulky. Oh,
this is the most, I think, the most common and ridiculous one there is out there. A lot of women still believe that lifting weights make you bulky.
Oh, look, I say to my trainer constantly, I said, sweetie, I do not want my arms to be the size of my calves. I'm like, do not go then. He's like, oh, come on, you'll fit the stereotype. I'm like, don't even go there. That's not funny. He does this a lot. He thinks it's hilarious. Yeah. And I'm like, do not go there. Do not do this. I do not want big, bulky arms. I just want to be toned.
Yeah.
And yes, it is true that, yeah, doing weights actually helps tone you and get rid of that jiggle. But yeah, you know, like, you know, I always call them the grunt patrol, you know, in the gym.
Oh,
those men that lift excessively amounts, huge amounts of weight, and they're grunting the whole time that they're doing it. And my trainer says quite often that they're actually injuring themselves and not doing what they want because their other muscles are taking over to protect their body and hence the grunting.
Absolutely.
Drop it down a few kilos, boys.
What I don't like is, okay, say they're working hard. Good on them. Good on them for lifting as much as they can. Those who are lifting like 1 kilo dumbbells going, I'm like, are you serious? It's 1 kilo.
No, I used to think that too until my trainer finds fun ways of making me use weights. And I think that this will be like the easiest exercise in the world. And after doing about 2 reps, I have tears running down my eyes and I can see stars. And I look at him going, what are you doing to me? Because I've got like a kilo weight in my hand and all I'm doing is swinging my arm left to right. Yet the positioning of my arm and the way I'm activating certain muscles,
it hurts. In that context, I can understand the grunting. But just, you know, you walk in, you pick up 1 kilo dumbbells and you start grunting, dude, I'm going to hurt you with those 1 kilo dumbbells.
I always laugh when I'm in the what I call the big boy section of the gym and I may be lifting, you know, like 10 kilos or something on either side doing a specific exercise and there'll be a young man next to me and he's lifting 5 kilos and he's doing the same exercise as me. And I sit there laughing because I think, you are so, like, I'm just stuffing with your mind at the moment because you can see that they look over because, you know, of course you've got the big mirrors.
Yeah, exactly.
So he can see that I'm lifting heavier weights than him.
Yeah.
And you can just see that his head is just going, oh, this is not good.
Nah.
And do I now go and get the big boy weights or do I just continue doing these?
Or do I find another secret hiding place to do it?
Yeah. And it's like, it's just so funny. And I'm thinking, I could be at a completely different fitness level than you. I might be working, it might look like we're doing the same exercise, but I could be doing a completely different
muscle group.
Exactly. And, you know, go with it, sweetie. I'm trying to fix my back or something.
It's funny. What I love too in the weight section is the leg press. Now, women can sometimes, it's in some facts, they say that women can actually press more leg-wise, have more lower body strength than men. So I find when I go on the bench press, the funny thing is that the guys come over like, the leg press. They come in like, oh, do you want me to help you take the weights off? I'm like, no, it's cool. They're like, oh, can we work in with you? And the funny thing is they go to the leg press and they take the weights off, meaning that they're going to actually press lower than what I'm doing. And they never come back to work in with me. They just press, they leave. I never see them again. Like, don't you want to work in with me anymore? No, it's cool. It's funny.
Now, my favorite is the guys that load up about 200 kilos onto the leg press and then they go away. And then they leave that and they do both machines. And it's like, thanks for that, sweetie, because I now have to lug, 180 kilos off this machine before I can actually move that weight. And it's not fair. I'm thinking, just put some of the weights away. They're heavy weights.
No, they want to, do their sets sequentially. So, yeah.
That's okay, but don't block up both machines.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Have one of the ones for the weaker people and ones for these big muscle men, It's okay. Like, I get it, but... I don't want to have to be lifting all these weights, getting another lift and exercise.
Oh, dear.
Oh, here we go. When you stop weight training, muscle turns into fat. Oh, muscles don't turn into fat. Fat turns into fat. Fat coats the outside of the muscle.
You lose a bit of muscle, therefore you'll lose a bit of weight. Yeah. You'll actually go down on the scale. But no, it doesn't turn into fat. If you don't train, like for example, if you take a couple of weeks off training, if you go overseas, you'll probably find that you come back, unless you've eaten like a horse, of course, and eaten inappropriately, you'll come back and you'll find that you've gained a couple of kilos. Otherwise, you'll probably find that you've lost it. It's because your muscles have leaked.
Yeah, if you don't exercise regularly, then yeah, you will gain a few kilos. Or, if you get comfortable in your relationship, then yes, you do gain a few kilos.
Speaking from personal experience, Basha.
Yeah, I did put on a few kilos. I've just got to... get back into the gym and work them off at the moment because it's not good.
You were working out heaps.
I know. I used to work out heaps. I think I was working out my frustrations.
I think you're still working out.
But, I know. I love people that say that. Oh, running on a treadmill is better for joints than running outside. I actually have heard this and I actually believe it. I find that running on a treadmill is better if it's a good quality treadmill.
I think it's not much of a difference, to be honest. You're still having the same kind of impact.
If you're running on cement... A treadmill will have some sort of a suspension in there which will lighten the load onto your joints.
Yeah, true.
And you can have good shoes.
Yeah.
Which will help that, but I still believe that running on a treadmill is better for you. Yeah, but I don't know. I could be wrong, but this point is saying here that, yeah, they're just saying that it's has nothing to do with it, the fact that, the shock-absorbing treadmills, that they're not as good. But I think that they're talking more about the cheaper treadmills.
Yeah, I think so.
The ones you get at the gym, these are proper treadmills with proper suspension. They've got the shock absorber suspension, whatever you call it, in there, and they're making sure that they're protecting your joints.
Exactly.
But, if you like running outside, go for it, people. Just make sure you've got good footwear.
Exactly, and you're hooked up.
And you're hooked up, yes. And if you're running at night, put some lights on or something.
Or wear high-vis.
Yeah, because I always wonder about people that do that.
Wear high-vis.
Who don't.
Yeah, I know.
Run in the dark. It's like,
and they wear black because it's slimming. It's like, no, not a good time to wear it in the dark, honey. You're running. It's like, oh, there's a person. Oh, they're under my car. Oh, sorry. Too late for that. Should have thought about your wardrobe.
As you get out of the case, say, honey, you're looking so hot because you're so thin. Oh, my God. But yes, next time put some headlights on. Oh, no. We're always going into the wrong place. I think we're going to continue this after a short break. So you're listening to Basha and Ginny. This is Leilink on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Basha and Ginny. This is Leilink on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now we're speaking to Ginny and at the moment we're talking all things fitness and we're trying to debunk some of the fitness myths.
Oh dear. Some of these myths I'm just reading over going, oh, wow.
Yeah, people I know. It's always funny. Machines are safer than free weights. No, not if you not know how to use them. I've seen some people do some crazy things on some free weights.
Yeah.
And some machines. It's like I've tempted to walk up to people going, do you actually know what that machine does? There's a little picture on there. Do you want to use it that way? Because what you're doing is actually wrong. As long as you exercise, you can eat anything you want.
Oh, dear. My sister's very famous for this one. She goes for a walk and she's like, Sissy, I went for a walk. I went, oh, good. Good on you. You burn a few calories.
I love that you speak in accent when you do
that. That's what she does. She's Sissy, I went for a walk. And I'm like, oh, you know, good on you. She goes, now I'm going to have an Eskimo pie. I'm like, you can't have an Eskimo pie after you've burnt off all of that. She goes, no, 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 it's all even now. No. Doesn't work that way. But she's of that mentality sometimes. And you can be, because I think your body is seeking a way to replenish those calories. You've just got to replenish it with something a bit more appropriate and will be actually be good for you.
Yes. Whatever your goal is. I read a few years ago, a research project that a young PhD student did, I believe in New Zealand. And what he'd done is he'd written on, you know how they put the labels on food and they tell you how many calories and all that kind of stuff is. No one really understands what that means. So what he did was he created a new label on some of our favorite unhealthy food.
Yeah.
And he basically wrote how much exercise you would need to do to burn this amount of calories off.
Wow.
So, you know, on a chocolate bar, he'd write something along the lines of, you know, you need to run on a treadmill at a certain rate for, let's say, 45 minutes and things like that. And he'd put that, I think that put that in a more realistic relation for people. And he found that people weren't eating as much or were eating a lot smaller portions of the foods that they were selecting. Because there's nothing wrong with eating some fun food.
No, absolutely not.
Just make sure that, you know, like when I'll eat, you know, some sort of junk food, I'll just make sure the next day I either eat a little bit less or I go for a run or I do some exercises to even it out.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to deny yourself and just live on a piece of lettuce for the rest of your life. You can eat food.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to eat lean proteins.
Proteins are good, and you've got to eat them at the right time for you as well. It's no point having, you know, heavy carbohydrates before you go to bed if you're trying to lose weight, because your body will not break that down in time. But if you're going for a run, by all means, have a little bit of pasta, a bit of complex starch, go for a run. It'll be good for your run, actually.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that that's what people forget. I think people forget that. And I think one of the big myths I always find about food is not that it's not what people eat, it's how much they eat.
And what they eat at particular times as well.
But those portion sizing some people do, I'm thinking, God, I would have eaten that in a week.
Exactly.
And they've piled this plate on, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts. Especially when you're weight training and you're given specific diets, when you see what they generally serve, like in natural consumer land, it's like, whoa, this is like three meals for me in one serve.
I'll still eat it. Yeah. If I've paid for that thing, I'm going to eat it until I'm burst. You know, I'm sitting there at the table, I'm getting that cold sweat happening, and I'm like, I've just got to eat. Got to eat. I won't eat for the next few days. No, just kidding. But, you know, it's sort of like, nah, gotta have that. Moderate aerobic workouts puts you in an ideal fat burning zone. No, I think you've got to like run on a treadmill. You've got to get that heart rate, I think up to the heartbeats for 160 or something, up quite high.
And you've got to kind of, you know, it's all about your metabolism as well. Your metabolism could be excessively slow. And just by running in a fat burning zone isn't going to speed it up. It's how you eat as well.
Oh, here you go. Sorry, I was just turning the page.
You're like, what is she on about?
Trying to metabolism. Yeah. No, I agree. No. If you don't sweat, you're not working.
Oh, no.
Really?
Clearly, I'm always working then, according to this.
I know. I could be working in a pair of heels. No, on the dance floor. No, but I always tell my trainer that when I go out of an evening and I've been dancing all night, I always tell him that I've burnt extra calories. And he's like, why? I said, because I've been dancing in heels. Therefore, I've been doing balance training while dancing. So therefore, I've burnt more calories. He always giggles at me, but I'm like, come on.
That's true. It's hard to balance stilettos and dance at the same time.
I think so. But yeah, not sweating. Sometimes you can just be doing a low impact workout.
Yeah, and still sometimes unless you're in Bikram. Or the heated yoga and Pilates. Sometimes people don't sweat, but you're still toning and strengthening muscles there.
Yeah, and I think people completely forget that. They just think, there's as if this image that you've got to be bright red after a workout, and, you know, and sometimes it just doesn't happen.
No.
My trainer's theory is that, thank you, Mel, for this pearl of advice, that basically if I'm not seeing stars or I don't have tears in my eyes at the end of his workout, then he's done something wrong.
Isn't he lovely? Don't you love trainer mentality? It's so sadistic to some point, but it's good for you.
Yeah, but that's why I selected him. I made sure I could have picked someone nice and easy and soft and that. And I didn't want that. I wanted him to push me. I wanted him to – he pushes me a lot more than what I'll push myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm reminded of a photo I saw of you on Facebook where you actually have someone sitting on your back while you're doing – some exercises.
Yes. I was doing calf raises. I had a 73-kilo male on my back. So I was – calf raising my weight and his weight on top of it.
See, and I saw that and I thought, damn, I saw that, you know, you had that job ad up and I just misread the application. and didn't inquire as to what exactly that involved. I should have read more clearly, and I should have actually gone to that next level and actually asked you a question. Ginny, what does this mean actually? Oh, I get to sit on you while you're working out. Oh, I can do that. I'll just sit there reading a book, you know, flipping through a magazine. And
it's quite entertaining. Quite entertaining.
It is entertaining, and I think it's fun. And I love that this guy just sits there and goes, oh yeah, I'll just sit on this woman for a few minutes while she's doing dying. Some workouts.
Oh, well.
But yeah, see, that'll teach me. Fat can be spot reduced. It's not a stain, people.
No, it's not. You can't get it out by Mr. Sheen or anything like that.
Spot reduced. You can work certain areas. Yeah, you can reduce them, but you can't. No, the fat will burn. Your body's not going to selectively burn fat off a particular area.
No.
Though it does usually tend to burn fat usually off your chest area first. I think then your thighs and your stomach. I think the stomach is the slowest one to burn.
Yeah, it depends on, you know, what your how you kind of roll, I guess. With those sorts of things, because with me, I don't know.
How you roll.
It does depend how you roll, because your body may not actually, you know, burn where everyone else does. It has different kind of rhythms it flows to.
Yeah, I see. And then one of the other ones, okay, it says here stretching before exercises improves performance. And they're talking about the fact that you can actually injure yourself.
Yeah.
I think if you're doing them incorrectly.
Absolutely.
I think a few light stretches are good. And I think you have to end your exercise with a significant amount of stretches, not like 2 minutes. If you've worked for 45 minutes, you should probably be spending about 5 minutes, I think, 10 minutes doing some stretches. Because, and especially working muscles that, or stretching muscles that you've just worked out, because it really helps.
Absolutely.
You know, I love the fact that when people get, you know, muscle strain and stuff, they're like, oh, I can't go to the gym for a week. And I usually then make sure that I hit the gym the next day, because I find that that actually helps get rid of that pain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you don't do a power session on the same muscles, but you just kind of do a light run to get rid of that lactic acid buildup, which is what it is. Exactly.
Yeah. And I'll usually find that if I've got a new program and I'm just started it and then I'm working that areas and stuff, then yes, 2 days later, I will start feeling those muscles because I'm working them out. But then I go back to the gym and I work those muscles out again. And by about my third session, pain is gone because the muscles are gone. Oh, we're being used again. Oh, is that what that is? Oh, she's figured out we're here. You know, but, you know, it's just funny.
Yeah.
I know. People have a lot of myths, I think. I think they're scared of exercise. I think they just think that, you know, you put on weight gradually over years, and you feel that, I think people feel that if they just start working out that they'll lose it in a matter of days.
Yeah, I think that's the expectation. I think it's important to keep your expectations realistic when you go on journeys.
I think it's expectations low.
Realistic, because, you know, you can't lose all that weight in 3 days, and you can't, thing is, if you do have a way of losing it quickly, you're not going to be able to maintain it as a lifestyle, because, you know, some celebrity diets out there, like lemon detox or whatever it is, where they're living on a nut or a lemon a day. You can't do that forever.
Oh, my favorite one was the baby food diet. They eat baby food.
Oh, dear.
And they eat the baby food portions. It's like those portions are designed for
babies,
a baby.
Not for adults.
Not for adults. No. And that's not giving you a balanced diet, because there's stuff in there that is designed for children or infants and not for adults. And you're not meeting your nutritional requirements.
Absolutely not. No, no.
You know, you will lose a few kilos straight away because it's the water. But to lose the fat takes a bit. You put it on for years, people. Expect at least a year or so to actually burn it off.
Exactly.
I believe that the theory is you should be losing about a kilo
a week
safely to maintain it. And you can't go too fast, because you go too fast, your body goes into shock. And then when it goes into shock, it does the complete opposite and it starts putting on weight because it's scared that what are you doing to it?
Exactly.
You got to reprogram your bodies, people. And that starts by lifting weights and lifting less food. All right, so you're listening to Lay Link, and this is Basha and Ginny. You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Basha and Ginny. This is Lay Link on Joy 94.9, coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Now, we have been talking to Ginny.
What's up?
What's up? How's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for having me on tonight's show. It's been awesome. Just to chill on the other side of the lesbian radio scale.
I know. You didn't have to panel in anything.
No, I can just sit back, relax. Normally, I'm doing all the work and Natalie just does what she does behind the panel.
Yes.
Which is namely doing what I'm doing now. Just relaxing, chillaxing, nothing else.
I like that we were playing footsies at some point in time.
You know, I've got to reminisce old Her Society memories, and I'm glad that we could do that together.
I know,
Because Tian's feet were too short.
I know. And Ginny's were, you know, Ginny's. Yours and Natalie's are just all too short. But yeah, I've got long legs. But yes, thank you for coming in and sharing with our listeners and being my lovely co-host for the evening.
Thank you for having me and being equally as lovely.
And yes, we've been talking tonight about the lesbian couples whose bondage session ended up at a fire station. We reminisced of some cute cat pictures. Oh, God, I'm not going to be one of those people that's post cat pictures. No. And, of course, we were talking about health and fitness and all those myths that are out there and how they are not good.
No. Don't believe it. Just go on your goals. Do what you need to do. Strive for it.
Well, there you go. So thank you again, Ginny. You've been a delight. And I've missed you on the radio.
Well, you've got me all for an hour.
I know, and I've been hearing you straight in my headphones, and it's just so much fun.
Exclusive hearing.
And I can, like, reach out and touch you.
You can.
And say, hey, Ginny, in an inappropriate way.
I'll handcuff you, be careful.
Oh, no. That's not how I wanted to be driving home tonight. So you've been listening to Basha and Ginny. This is Lay Link on Joy 94.9. Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.